Unity of response, bringing together believers from all denominations to live, love, and serve together, responding to the needs in their communities. Unity of response is a global vision. Gospel for Grampian, the Gospel for Radio Network, is to be a local vision for each area and community to engage, equip, and enable communities to live life to the full with Christ Jesus at the center, and bringing together churches, believers from all denominations, so demonstrating the gospel, so enabling communities to live life to the full with Christ Jesus at the center. A very good evening to you. This is Gospel for Grampian. Just turned 7 o'clock. And welcome to the Power Hour with myself, Rob, and also Dotimi Igbusin. Hello to you, Dotimi.
Hello, Rob. How are you doing?
A great pleasure to have you on. And I know you've been rushing back from work, and I'm sure the Aberdeen traffic will have tried and tested your patience no end.
I know.
As it so often does me. Anyway, we're thinking about a vision this evening, because what we want to do is to get to where beyond where we are. How do we do that? Well, there are a number of ways in which I believe that we can do that. And I know I've shared this with you, Dotimi, but we'll share it again. And if there's anything you think you need to add to this list, then let me know. The most important of all these things is love.
Yes.
Love thy neighbour as thyself. Love the Lord God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. But also, as God gave us mercy through his Son Jesus Christ, when his Son Jesus died for us, so should also we have mercy on others.
Amen.
Focus. Love the Lord God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and your neighbour as yourself. Repent. There are various things that we need to do, not only in our own lives, but collectively for those people who perhaps don't know yet maybe what they've done wrong, but we need to repent.
Yeah.
As the church, on behalf of the church. Also to seek God, yes. Obedience, to be obedient to what God has set out for each one of us. And when we do that through love and obedience, then that goes together and we have something amazing. And all of that, I believe, contributes to a vision. And from that vision, we work on it. Then I believe we will have breakthrough. And
amen.
I believe that we will have breakthrough this very evening.
Amen.
As we come together. Now, Dotimi, I believe that you do have a few scriptures and things ready. But before we do that, I believe that to read 2 Chronicles 7 verse 14 out in connection with the repentance aspect. That your people which are called by your name shall humble themselves and pray, seek your face and turn from their wicked ways. Then you'll hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land.
Amen.
Amen. Dotimi, if I can bring it over to you to give some of your thoughts to all of this.
I think most of the time, you know, as cities, as countries, as communities, you know, as families as well, you know, there is a lot for us to repent of individually and also corporately as well. You know, we see, you know, in the scripture where people actually repented for their sins and for the sins of their nation or their families. And God actually, on the back of that, you know, sent a blessing and healing and deliverance into a nation, into a family, into a situation. And this scripture definitely speaks in that regard, that if we humble ourselves and turn from our wicked ways, repent, then God will heal our lands. And I think there is an element of that we need to do for our communities, for our nations, to release the blessing of God upon the land.
Definitely. But I can hear so many people saying...
No, Karen.
So many people saying, I haven't actually seen that for myself yet. And it's a case of applying that faith.
Yes.
It's applying things that we cannot see. Perhaps to issue a challenge to people. Maybe you've wanted something to happen and not seen it yet, but kind of willed it to happen. And I suppose eventually it did happen for you. You were applying a faith that you believed would actually make that thing happen, and perhaps even put into things, practice things that you thought might make it happen. And it's the same in this case with God. We believe in God, and we have that rich relationship with God through his son, Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I think one of the things I did share this earlier on today, with all sharing with a few people on my profile on Facebook and stuff, and I said to them, I said, we cannot make God do anything he doesn't want to do. And I think that's the, if we start with that foundation, that everything we receive from God is what he has already done for us through Christ Jesus. For example, we cannot, you know, ball and squall, you know, do a pity party and do whatever we want to do and make God, you know, release something that he didn't want to do anyway. But the Bible says very clearly through his word that, you know, by Jesus Christ's death on the cross, fulfillment of all the requirements of the law, he has released the blessing once and for all on us. And Jesus said, it is finished. So in a sense, everything we're asking God for is already done in Christ, you know. So we need to just, like you said, believe and receive it and own it for ourselves. And where we need to repent and get in line with him, we'll repent and get in line with him to receive of his blessings to us.
Well, let us actually go and do that.
Yeah,
right now.
Yeah.
Believing and repenting of the things that not only ourselves, but the things that we know people have done and things that we see in the news.
Yes.
Every single day. It's amazing things that do happen in the news, and it's amazing the answers to prayer that we
yeah.
can have.
Yeah.
Yes, we are going to have breakthrough in this as a result of this prayer program.
Yeah, very good. I think one other thing just dropped into my mind. Sometimes we may not be aware of the history behind a place or a town or community. Some people may have decided to dedicate that town, that community, that city up to some god or something or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
So we as Christians, we can put a stop, because what happens is the enemy can use that as a legal hold over a certain city, community, region, place, because maybe their forefathers or whoever it is may have dedicated a place over to them. But we can stop that because we have the power and authority in Jesus' name to break the power of the enemy over cities, over regions, over territories, as we repent and commit ourselves back unto God.
Yes, it could be, yes, even just families that...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So let's do that now. Perhaps if we just start off and... Heavenly Father, Lord God, we know that applying your word in faith brings about results. Lord, we come to you firstly as ourselves, bringing our own families before you, bringing the communities that we live in and have lived in before you. And for myself, Lord, I would bring in the places I've lived throughout the UK, including in Devon, in Kingsbridge, including in Newton Abbot, including in at college in Newcastle, in Pont Eland, including in Penrith, including in Durham.
Yes, Lord.
Including in Lancaster, and including in Cumbria. Lord, these all places. And Lord God, I invite others to do the same, just to bring these places before you. The families and people that we've come across, any names even that come before people, to bring them before God and announce them, and God will do the rest. I mean, there is a biblical precedent. When bad things may have happened,
mm-hmm.
and terrible reports and letters were sent to kings.
Yes.
King Hezekiah spread out
mm-hmm.
a letter before God.
Amen.
God heard him,
mm-hmm.
and God responded by making sure that the enemy retreated.
Amen. Amen.
And in this case, we can bring before God all the bad things that happen in the news.
Yes, Lord.
The bad things that we've heard about our families, and ask God to do the rest.
Yes, Lord.
Providing he knows
yes,
in our
Lord.
Hearts that we have repented.
Yes, Lord.
So, Lord God, we just bring these things before you, Lord God. And even as I've mentioned people, and in our minds, bringing before you the people that we've ever come across, asking you, Lord, to take these situations, these people, and, Lord God, as your word says, that we can tie up the strong man and all the spirits of the elements.
Yes, Lord.
The rulers, mm-hmm. the authorities, the powers of this dark world.
Amen.
And the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms, on earth and under the earth. Turning instead, Lord God, to bless those who curse us and those who oppose us.
Yes, Lord.
Asking you, Lord God, that you mm-hmm. will grant them repentance, leading them to a knowledge of the truth.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, that by your Spirit, because of your Son Jesus, mm-hmm. that you'll guide us into all truth. Holy Father, please protect us and those we love by the power of your name and the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, that you raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Yes, Lord, we have an inheritance in you. Lord God, you have said, I've redeemed you, I've called you by name, you are mine. And I believe that he may only when we take hold of and acknowledge that heritage
yes.
that God has promised to us through Amen. His Son, Jesus, Amen. That we'll be able to start moving forward, as well as repenting of the things.
Yes.
But if we do that with our heart, knowing fully that those who have accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Saviour have been fully forgiven,
Amen.
Have been fully loved, have been fully called by name.
Amen. Amen. I just want us to also ask. The Bible says in Psalms chapter 2, verse 8, ask of me, and I'll make the nations your heritage and the ends of the earth your possession. So I want us to ask for our city, ask for our nation, ask for our communities. And right now, Father, even as we are here in the Grampian, as we're here in Aberdeen, Lord, we ask for the Grampian area. We ask for the whole of Scotland. We ask for the whole of the United Kingdom. And we just release the blessing of God over the city, over this land, over this town, in the name of Jesus, Father. We thank you for it. We believe we receive it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. And there are scriptures in Isaiah that say that in a favorable time you've answered us, in a day of salvation you've helped us, you'll keep us and give us a covenant of the people to restore the land, to make us inherit the desolate heritage.
Amen.
Saying to those who are bound, go forth, to those in darkness, show yourselves.
Amen.
Isaiah 49, verse 8 to 9. And Lord, we're actually believing in you, Lord God, to make it such that the UK,
yes, Lord,
Scotland, be a great nation. You'll bless this nation and make our name great, so that this nation shall be
Amen.
A blessing.
Amen.
Not by any great works of ourselves, Lord God, but by you.
Yes, Lord.
Because of that heritage that you have given to us. May people know that heritage.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Father, we thank you for our fathers who've gone before us. Thank you for those who have given their lives for this country. Thank you for those who have sown into the work of the ministry, who sent missionaries all over the world. Father, Lord, we believe it's time to reap a harvest of the seeds that have been sown. Father, we thank you because your word says, oh God, that he that sows sparingly shall reap sparingly, he that sows bountifully shall reap bountifully. Father, your word also says, blessed is he who goes about spreading seeds, that, Lord, he shall come back reaping an entire harvest. Father, we thank you for Scotland. We thank you for United Kingdom. We thank you for this nation, that, Lord, even as they've sown in times past and they continue to sow into the work of the ministry, into the kingdom, Father, we ask for a bountiful harvest to come into the kingdom of God. We pray, Father God, for a release of your grace upon this land, Father, that those who do not know you, Father, will begin to know you. Lord, that your name will be lifted up in the high places, in the government places, oh God, in the seats of power, Father, Lord, that we would see your kingdom come, your will being done, and your name being lifted up in this land. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. So shall it be. Actually, almost in confirmation of that, I've got an app on the phone that tells me how Team GB are doing. Gold yeah. medal win.
Amen. Amen.
And,
hallelujah.
Lord, we're believing, Lord God, in not just that gold medal win, but Lord, I got sent something recently from a friend. And he said that the time is now when we have to take that baton of faith,
yes, Lord,
and move forward. And I'm willing to take that baton. And each and every person, each and everyone who knows Jesus Christ as Lord and Saviour, that is our heritage, to take that baton,
yes, Lord,
and to go forward and not to be worried about differences between mm-hmm. people, to put mm-hmm. those differences aside and start moving Amen. Forward with that baton, to be ready to work with people of all denominations.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
To move forward
yes,
and
Lord.
To engage, equip, and enable communities to yes, live life Lord. To the full with Christ Jesus at the center. This is what the station is about. This is what we pray that the network of Gospel 4 Radio Network would be about, engaging with communities and unity of response. Lord, we're believing in this, Lord God. We see this, Lord God, as a vision that you've given me, but a vision, I believe, that you've not only given me, but just so many people, intercessors,
yes,
Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
Intercessors like Dotimi, intercessors who are may well be listening in to this
yes,
program
Lord.
At this time. We're believing that you have drawn them together for such a time as this. Just like it said in Esther, now is the time for us to take hold.
Yes, Lord.
Now is the time for us to move forward. But the question is, how? That's where we need to see God.
Yes, Lord, in Jesus' name. I just like what you just said there regarding unity. And I think that's a key prayer. And this, I just want to read a prayer of Jesus just before he left the earth. It says in John chapter 17, verse 20, it says, I do not ask for these only, but also for those who believe in me through their word, that they may all be one, just as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they may also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. And the glory that you have given me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. Father, we pray, just in line with that word, that Lord, the church in Scotland, the church in the United Kingdom, will be united as one, that we'll lay aside our differences, we'll lay aside our doctrinal issues, but Lord, we'll unite in the unity of the faith, knowing as Jesus Christ is our Lord. And Father, in that we rejoice and are glad. And we thank you because, Lord, if we're united together, we will do more. We would win more. And Lord, I pray, have there been issues in the past? Has there been times in the past? And there have been misunderstandings and things like that that have caused division? But Lord, we pray right now for healing of hearts, healing of old wounds, healing of emotions, healing of relationships that may have been strained, that may have been severed by misunderstandings of the past. And right now, Father, I cut off every lie of the enemy. I cut off every deceit. I cut off every strategy of the enemy to sow discord amongst the brethren. And Lord, we pray for unity in the church, unity amongst the brethren, and love. Let your love bind us together as one. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, indeed. And there's quite often a lot of the troubles that we have in the church and elsewhere is because of fear, because people are afraid of control issues. People are afraid, and they're afraid to lose control, and they invent, just like the Pharisees did, new rules and regulations. So there's a scripture here in Acts 5, verse 25 or 29, which addresses that. That your church will obey God rather than men.
Amen.
And so, Lord God, we are claiming this, that indeed your church, Lord God, will obey God rather than men.
Amen.
Lord God.
Amen.
And Lord, each one of us would seek you with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength, Lord God. Because you, Lord, are the Lord of the church's peace. You have made the church one and have broken down all the barriers of the dividing wall. Mm-hmm. Ephesians 2, verse 14. In a previous power hour, we considered about living water.
Yes.
In John 7, verse 38, that mentions about the church, and all involved in your church will believe in you, and from their inmost being shall flow rivers
of
living
water.
Waters.
Yes, Lord.
And therefore, that's what we should be also praying. As the church is one, seeking, loving, serving together, that indeed, that there would be faith, and there would be a lack of fear, for perfect love drives out
yes,
all
Lord.
Fear.
Yes, Lord.
And so that as a result of that, as a result of coming together, that living water will flow from within them. And as a result of that, there will be a fulfilled vision and I believe a breakthrough.
Yes, Lord, yeah. In Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for that word. We thank you that, Lord, will not just be a church, a people group who are huddled together in our own little party, but, Lord, will come out of the walls, will come out of the church walls and go out into community, will go out into the cities, go out into the boroughs, go out into various places and affect the world with the gospel and the love of Jesus, because that's what the church is all about. It's not about us. It's not our church club. No, it's us transforming the nations. It's make disciples of the nations. That's our job. That's our mandate, to change and transform the nations with the good news of the gospel. Hallelujah.
Yeah. To be quite honest, my mind is going completely blank. It's how to actually follow that.
Yes.
And to actually make that happen. Now, I believe the time is upon us where we need to actually pray live, and we would ask people where you've seen things actually happening in your church, in your community, just pray along with us. If you share the things that we've talked about, pray along with us. Amen. We would invite you to do that. And as we do, who knows what things will happen. Do let us know what answers there are to prayer in your lives, in your churches, in your communities. Let us know, and then we can report on that and encourage someone else.
Amen. I think it's a good time to pray for wisdom.
Yeah.
You know, the Bible says, if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of the Lord, who gives liberally to all men and upbraideth not. So let's ask for wisdom. Let's ask God for wisdom on how to reach the communities, how to reach the world, how to reach the people groups in our neighbor, even how to reach our neighbor as well, you know, because it starts from a neighbor, you know. So let's ask God for that wisdom, and he'll give us wisdom and give us ideas, inspiration, and show us what to do in Jesus' name.
Amen. Would you like to do that?
Yeah. Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord, we come to you in your holy son's name, and we ask you for wisdom. We ask you for the inspiration. We ask you for guidance on how to release the love of God in our neighborhood, in our communities, in our nation, that, Lord, would not just be a people who are just all about the word, all about, you know, our own self, but we'll be a people who have a heart and a passion to see the sinners being saved, to see the sick being healed, to see the oppressed being delivered. And we'll also be a people who stand up for the oppressed and those who are unjustly treated. And we'll be a people who would hold to the word of God, to the standard of your word, that we will not be men pleasers. We'll not be people who are swayed by the public opinion and views, or people pleasing or political correctness. Mm-hmm. But Lord, we'll be a people who uphold the real truth of the word of God. And Father, we pray, grant us grace, and not just grace, Father. We pray for boldness. Lord, the early church prayed for boldness. We pray for boldness, that, Lord, as we step out in faith, that, Lord, you will sustain us, you will keep us, you will guide us, you will shield us, protect us, and provide for us, and grant us the needed wisdom and grace we need to deliver your word and your ministry to our communities. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen indeed. And as you were praying there, it just occurred to me that we need to be quite often, not only for people outside the church, but people inside the church. There's so many people who have things in their lives that they feel they can't do anything about. These things are called strongholds.
Yeah.
And that to mention the strongholds, and as they come up, you've already mentioned some of the strongholds mm-hmm. already, like political correctness, political expediency, but also I could mention addiction.
Yes.
There's a lot of
yes.
that.
Yes.
But there's also anger, but it could be angry for just the wrong reasons. Also anxiety, what ifs, mm-hmm. and everything else like that. But there's also competition. We can be competing too much, and other mm-hmm. people may feel intimidated. There's confusion, and the enemy loves to create confusion.
Yeah.
Control, people like to control, and that's where the
manipulation and control.
Scripture about obeying God rather than mm-hmm, men mm-hmm. comes into to being. Denial. There's also when we maybe self-deny ourselves because of something that we think we ought to do, or deny others what, mm-hmm. or deny what the truth is. there's also depression when mm-hmm. we're just so weighed down and people are so weighed down. I've seen so much of that. Disease, you can either choose to accept or to fight against it, or indeed to face up to it in a way which you get the most out of life. Disobedience, we all do that. Distress, distrust, doubt, envy, do not covet. False security, putting our trust in worldly mm-hmm. things. Fear, perfect love drives out all fear. And God did not give us a spirit of fear or timidity, but of courage and of sound mind. Fornication, lots of that, unfortunately. Gossip, greed, guilt. And there are other things that we could add into here. Hostility, for example, hypocrisy. Immorality, immaturity, independence of God, isolation, jealousy, lust, manipulation, oppression, prejudice, pride, rebellion, self-indulgence, sickness, suppression, theft, violence and wickedness, procrastination, sibling rivalry. Yeah, I mean, the list can go on. And I'm sure, sure we can easily add so much to that. But if we pray indeed for the church in particular, so that the church would be released from these things, so that we can concentrate on that which we see that the church needs to be concentrated on.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, Lord God, you've heard as we've talked and thought about some of the strongholds. Strongholds, Lord God, that we can put our hand up to ourselves, Lord God. We're no different from anyone else. But yet, Lord God, you are different because you created the earth and everything in it. And Lord, we as humans have fallen so far. But yet, Lord, you made a way for each one of us through your Son, Jesus Christ. And Lord God, we're asking you to help us in a way that we could not help ourselves.
Amen.
We recognize that we have these strongholds. We recognize, Lord God, that we are so far from perfect, but we also recognize your strength and your grace. Your grace is sufficient for us, and your strength is made perfect in our weakness.
Hallelujah.
And Lord God, just as you love us so much, help us to not only realize, Lord, our need of you. As Christians, we may think we don't need anything. We may think we have everything. But Lord, in truth, we are still just sinners saved by grace. We are not perfect. And we need your saving grace each and every day, Lord God.
Amen.
Grace so that we can turn from where we are. Grace so that we can come to you and ask you to help us to turn. We can't do it on our own. And we want people so much to see that grace in our lives, to put aside everything that we have done wrong.
Yes, Lord. Father, we just pray as a body of believers. And I just know some people are listening right now. You've got issues as well. You identify what we've just said. Anger issues, depression, oppression, night terrors. You've got sickness in your body. You've got bitterness. I just sense in my spirit right now, someone has got kind of bile, something is ulcers and, issues with your bowels and things like that. But I feel like Lord is just saying that is tied to things like anger and bitterness and things like that. So we need to repent of those things so God can heal our bodies, so we can go out and minister life and love and healing to others as well. Father, we pray for ourselves. We pray for those in the church. We pray for everyone listening right now. If you are sick in your body, just place your hand right now where it is. We pray for healing right now. We command every sickness to leave. We command every pain to go. We command every infirmity to leave now. In Jesus' mighty name, we release the balm of Gilead. We release the healing virtue of God. And Lord, we pray for those, oh God, right now, if we've hurt anyone, if we've had misunderstandings in the time past in the church and things like that, Lord, we pray, help us, oh God, to forgive those who have hurt us. Help us to let go of the bitterness, of the anger and things like that, Lord, because Lord, we can only forgive even as you have forgiven us. Lord, we receive forgiveness so we can give forgiveness. Lord, we thank you and we love our brethren. Lord, we pray for them all over the world, wherever they are right now. We ask for peace, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen indeed. And that within the church, as within outside the church, there should be righteousness.
Yes, Lord.
Now, I believe we also need to be praying also for our leaders,
yes,
for our politicians, mm-hmm, and there's yet more scriptures that we can pray, even people who might need just deliverance from all transgressions, and make them not the reproach of the foolish.
Mm-hmm.
Psalm 39 verse 8.
Amen.
That you'll wash them thoroughly from any iniquity and cleanse them from their sin. Psalm 51 verse 2. But that goes for anyone, each and every person. People who are leaders, who are also people in the country, mm-hmm, that if they forgive men for their transgressions, their Heavenly Father will also forgive men them, because so many people are caught up with so much,
yeah,
resentment, and they find it so difficult to forgive. Yet they need to realize that God has forgiven them in the first place, mm-hmm, and realize His love,
yes, Lord,
for them.
Mm-hmm.
But each and every one of God's people would forgive in the first place.
Yes, Lord.
Even enemies.
Amen. Father, we thank you because we know we can live, we can forgive. You know, I just feel like I've heard this before. I've heard it over and over again. You know, some believers say, no, I can never forgive such and such for what such and such did to me. You know, and they're believers. But I believe we can. Forgiveness is a choice. You know, love is a choice. We love people who may not be naturally lovable, but we love them because God loved us first.
But He also has commanded us to love.
To love. So yes, there is not a choice.
It's not a choice.
We are commanded to love.
We are commanded to love.
Hallelujah. So also I believe we're commanded to forgive.
Because, yes,
you know, it's not a choice. You know, we need to let go. But even if you cannot forgive in your natural ability, we have a supernatural God living on the inside of us who can help you to forgive. Obviously, He helps us in our weaknesses. He helps us in our infirmity. So you can ask the Holy Spirit to help you love this person, help you forgive this person. Then take positive steps. Mm-hmm. Go out of your way. Buy them a cup of coffee. Take them out for lunch or something, or buy them a gift. Whatever you need to do, you know, turn around and replace the evil for good. That's how we do it. That's how you learn to forgive. You take an action, take a positive step towards the person. You know, you don't need to wait for them to come and say sorry first. You know, that doesn't matter who said sorry first. You know, we are men of peace. We are blessed are the peacemakers. So we make peace. That's what we do. So we go out and make peace on purpose. So go out, love the person on purpose, do something positive to bridge the gap, and you know, just trust God to help you forgive them in Jesus' name. Amen.
But as we said, we certainly need to pray for our leaders,
yes,
not only our church leaders, but the political leaders in different countries, and pray also for wisdom. But it's a good idea to do that. So, Heavenly Father, Lord God, I confess I don't really know the names of all the leaders throughout the world, but Lord, pray that each and every one of them, whatever state they are in right now, whatever persuasion they are of, whatever political background they come from or social background, Lord God, also the religious leaders as well. Lord God, we pray to you that this nation, our Prime Minister, the government and all world leaders do no wrong. But Lord, they may do what is right, mm-hmm, even though they should appear unapproved. For they can do nothing against the truth, only for the truth.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. Father, we thank you for the leaders. Lord, you said in your word that in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. Father, we pray for those who are counseling these leaders, who are giving them, who've got their ear. Father, we pray, put wise counselors amongst them, Lord. Give them wise counsel in Jesus' name. Father, we pray for those who do not know you, even in the leadership, as their Lord and personal Savior. Father, we pray that, Lord, may they come into a relationship with you, Father. Just even as Paul made his life determination, life purpose to stand before Nero to proclaim the gospel. Father, I pray, put people across their parts that will be able to share the good news of the gospel with them in Jesus' mighty name, Father. We thank you for it.
Amen. Yes, and Lord God, may people be bold, yes, bold in sharing the gospel. May we have boldness, may we have audaciousness, Lord God. May we serve together, Lord, that a nation and the people who live here would Fear the Lord and hate evil. Pride, arrogance, the evil way and the perverted mouth they will hate. Mm. And Lord, that we pray that there will be no strange God among us. That this nation will not worship any foreign gods.
Amen.
Not in any way, shape or form, Amen. Lord God. That our nation will not let its faith rest on the wisdom of man, mm-hmm. but on the power of God. Lord, we're believing in you, Lord God, for that. And yes, I say to listeners, we have spoken about this several times. We have prayed this many times, but we need to, because there's so much in the world that doesn't always add up.
Mm.
And when we apply God's word, he is faithful and just. He hears the prayers, and when he sees a heart who's ready and wanting to see love and righteousness and compassion, he is able, more than able, to respond to that.
Amen. Just as you said that, I just had this quickening in my spirit where I think as a nation we need to repent for trusting in our own self. You know, I think
so
that's,
it's a pride.
It's a pride thing. You know, we think we're strong, we're able, we're prosperous, we, you know, we've got everything all sorted out. We don't need God. Who is that? You know, so I think we need to repent of that as a nation, as a people. We need to humble ourselves. The Bible says here in Jeremiah 17, verse 5, it says, thus says the Lord, cursed is the man who trusts in man and makes flesh his strength, and whose heart turns away from the Lord. He is like a shrub in the desert. He shall not see you any good when any good come. He shall dwell in the parched places of the wilderness, in an uninhabited salt land. But blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose trust is the Lord. He's like a tree planted by the waters, whose leaves shall bear fruit in the streams, and shall not fear when heat comes. So let us pray that prayer. Father, we pray in Jesus' name. As a nation, we repent of our self-effort. We repent of our trusting in our own abilities, in our own wisdom, in our own eloquence and our own strengths. But Lord, we know you desire eloquence, you desire strength in us. But Lord, we trust in you, Father, not in our own self. The Bible says, woe is he who puts his trust in man. It says we should not trust, you know, we should not put our trust in the horse, or in the strength of a horse. We should not put our trust in chariots. Some put some trust in chariots, some trust in horses. But we will put our trust in the name of the Lord. Father God, we pray, we trust you, Father, that you are our helper, you're our strength. It says, you know, your word clearly says, oh God, you know, we should not look up to the hills from where it comes our strength, our help. Our help comes from the Lord who makes heaven and earth. So we're not going to look at our lofty hill, we're not going to look at our good establishments, but we trust in you as our help, that we will maintain and release the blessing in our through our lives, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen indeed. He is looking forward to seeing what is going to happen as a result
Amen.
Of that prayer.
Amen. Amen.
Because believe it or not, a lot of people, I think, Datimi would say, we've heard you praying, but what use is there in praying? But have you, what I would say to listeners then is, have you not ever prayed and seen an answer to that prayer?
Yes.
Even when you've been in trouble or prayed that, if you'd done something and prayed that something mm-hmm. would have passed over, and maybe you think you got away with it after that or whatever, but God does answer prayers,
mm-hmm.
and he's kind to both the just and the unjust, and he's God is faithful in every single way.
Amen.
And it's important to relate that, and he does that because who knows, people might come and they might acknowledge him as Lord and Savior.
Amen. I think, you know, we need to understand the power of prayer. You know, God is all powerful, but he has set some rules and laws in the way things work in the spirit. You know, God, who is all powerful, the Bible says it says the earth has he given to the children of men, but the heavens belong to the Lord. So because he has given the earth to us as humans, you know, Jesus said, you know, go in my name, you know, make disciples of all nations, you know. So he's gone to heaven and earth. Say, all power in heaven and earth have given unto me, but go in my name and make disciples of the nations. But what when we pray, we give God an authority. We give God the opportunity to intervene in the affairs of men. That's what prayer does. Prayer is simply giving heaven the authority to intervene on earth, because God has given man the authority over earth. So we need to give heaven the authority or the legal right to move on earth. So that's why the Bible says, let it be on earth as it is in heaven. So we need to pray so that it will be on earth as it is in heaven. A man needs to pray that prayer. A man needs to intervene. So that's why the Bible says here in James chapter 5, verse 17, it says, Elijah was a man with nature like ours. He says, and he prayed fervently that it might not rain. And, let me read 16. It says, therefore, confess our sins one to another and pray for one another that you may be healed. It says, the prayer of a righteous person has great power in its working. So the prayer of a righteous person, and the Bible says he has made us righteous in Christ. So when we pray, heaven obeys, heaven moves and intervenes in our situations. Hallelujah.
Yes, and even more than that, we're thinking about when we pray and truly allow God into it, we are submitting
yes.
to God, and we're allowing God into that situation. And James 4 verse said, submit to God, resist the devil,
and he will flee from you. Yes, Lord.
And I mean, a lot of Christians are kind of at that level. Maybe they pray that prayer, but do they really fully
believe or
accept? And then there are further prayers as well.
Yeah.
Jesus said, I've given you power over all the power of the enemy. And he went on to say, inasmuch then as the children have partaken of flesh and blood, mm-hmm. he himself likewise shared in the same, that through death he might destroy the power of death, that is, the devil.
Hallelujah.
Hebrews 2 verse 14. And that really directly strikes
mm-hmm.
at what Satan is capable of. So if we are faithful, we have been given the power of all the power of the enemy, but we need to let, we can speak it out, we can operate in faith,
yes.
and I'm only just coming to realize fully all these spiritual truths of what we can do. But as we apply it, yes, we're going to make mistakes, but as we apply it in faith, believing that God will come on our behalf and submitting ourselves to him, loving the Lord with all our heart, mind, soul and strength,
amen.
That is when things are going to start opening. Yes. When we're ready with a repentant heart and accepting the righteousness that he gives us,
yes,
not
Lord.
Any righteousness of our own. And that's, I believe, the key,
yes.
A big key to mm-hmm. it. And then serving in humility, love, and having all the gifts, the fruits of the Spirit.
Amen.
Love,
amen.
Joy, peace, gentleness, kindness, self-control, patience, goodness, faithfulness. But into that as well, I would like to add humility, compassion,
yes.
and service,
yes.
as well as audaciousness.
Yes.
yes. And that's what I believe.
That, amen. Yeah. Amen. Amen. That's, I totally agree with you. That's 100%. And we as a church have authority. And I think this is where, like you were alluding to this, most believers don't know how much authority they have. You know, Jesus said, even the least saint in the body of Christ is greater than the greatest prophet in the Old Testament. You know, so the least saint is greater than all the power of the enemy, all the power of the devil. The least saint, the little toe on the body of Christ, can overcome any power of the enemy. And we can do that in Jesus' name.
It's amazing. Therefore, let us in this last, in this 20 minutes or so, let us in prayer realize this. And as we go on praying, encourage those who are believers to take that control, to take that ground,
mm-hmm.
to make those moves forward in prayer and in their own lives.
Amen.
And it's about coming together with God and believing and trusting God that he will do and achieve everything.
Amen. And another thing to add to that is just to believe God's word.
Yeah.
You know, whatever he says, you know, it may not look like that. You know, that's where the key is. Trust and obey. Believe his word. Because the enemy, the key strategy of the enemy is to make you doubt the word of God. Has God said? Did God really say he will come through for you? Did God really say he will meet your needs? You know, so that's the structured enemy. But God says he will supply your needs according to riches and glory. Believe his word above your natural circumstances and you will see it come to pass.
And in addition to all that, because there's another layer, is take time, even daily, to look back on the day, giving God thanks for the things that he has done. Giving God thanks for the things he's done in your own lives. Write it up in a diary or whatever, remembering to thank God for anything, because as you look back, you begin to realize that God has been faithful.
Amen.
And he has carried you through and he has answered you, but maybe not in the way that you might think, but but he has most definitely answered prayer.
Amen. And that's key. That is very key. Maybe not in the way you think. Like Naaman. Naaman thought, oh, he'll come and wave his hammer around and all that kind of stuff. No. God has got his set patterns. And maybe not in the way or the person or through the person you thought. You know, another trick is when we pray, sometimes we think, oh, God is going to do it through this person. And we pray and say, oh, it's going to happen like this. No. Just pray and let God do what only God can do. And he would do it in the way he knows best to do it. So no man will take the glory. So he alone would take all the glory. And we must always keep our focus on him to meet our needs, him to supply. And another thing I'm going to add to that is this. When we pray, even for someone else's need or for our own needs or whatever it is, we are not the one that will make it happen. Only God can make it happen. Hallelujah. So when you release your faith and ask God to do something, just trusting God. This is where I think you alluded to control earlier on. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes we have, so we try to control the situation. We try to control things. And we try to, you know, when we feel like we're losing control when we don't know how it's going to happen. But God knows. Trust him. He will bring it to pass.
Yeah. It's quite often when we can't see the wood for the trees, we just apply earthly understanding to the situation. But we've been talking, listeners, about trying to pick through what we understand of scripture, what we understand of God's word, and applying some sense to that. I believe that we have done that, and I hope it's made things clearer for you in the way that we've done this. But now it's a case of actually coming and taking hold of that baton and believing and knowing that you actually, if you believe that Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior, having that confidence to believe that you have a lot more going for you than you actually realize.
Amen. Can I share a testimony?
Yeah.
I just feel sometimes when we pray, there's sometimes things happen instantly. Sometimes it takes a process. So we must always realize that. But the testimony is this. You know, I got a call from a friend of mine who said, I want you to agree with me. My sister is, she's in pain. She's got, you know, serious ulcers and things like that. She can't eat. She's throwing up food. Let's pray for her healing. And I picked up the phone. I called her and we talked and we prayed for the sister over the phone. But there was no instant manifestation. But I knew that when we pray, something has happened. And I said to her, I said, look, God has done it. It is settled. Go and take communion with her and seal it by the blood. Because when we take communion, it's a covenant. We know by the covenant, he has shed his blood. It's done in the spirit. Therefore, we take communion. You know what happened? As soon as I dropped the phone, they took communion. And she said, as soon as they took communion, instantly the healing manifested and she was totally healed and set free, all the pain gone, everything, symptoms left instantly. So what I'm trying to say is this, when I prayed immediately, there was no physical change, but I knew my spirit, it is settled, and we settled it over the communion table. So there you go.
Well, now you mention it, perhaps we ought to do that. Perhaps we ought to actually do that and take communion, but believing. I think just to pray a little bit more right now, believing and trusting that people are going to realize that they have much more going for them than they think. It's a case of being a Christian is a relationship. Yes. You've got to realize that you have not only a relationship with a Savior when you come to accept Jesus Christ, but you also have a relationship with a loving God.
Amen.
Who manifests himself through his spirit. Now, it's all a bit difficult to take in, to fully understand. And even as I am, I still find it difficult to fully comprehend. That's where faith comes in.
Yeah.
Faith comes in. And I can fully tell you that God has not failed me. No. And the fact that this radio station is still on air over 10 years later means that God still has a purpose for us.
Yes.
And we're still doing things that God wants us to do. God has not let us down. It's been a difficult ride, but during this, it's the process of learning things and God has answered this prayer that I've had, and a continuing prayer that he's brought us to this point. Will he let us go? No, he won't. Will he take us on? Will he answer us a prayer? Yes, I believe he will. Though at one stage I couldn't see that. Now I believe that he will. And that means just as he's given a mandate to bring about hope through unity of response, bringing together believers from all denominations, all the differences going aside, and start working together. But the radio station, this Gospel for Grampian, is at the start of one of a network of radio stations Amen. Around the world, Amen. Equipping, engaging, and enabling communities to live life to the full, and expressing the ethos of unity of response yes. at a local level. And so I made a number of declarations last night in Madari,
mm-hmm.
believing that God would do this. And I believe that just reading this out, and then, who knows, in any case, taking communion. So I'd invite our listeners. Now, we actually have juice and we have some crackers.
Yeah.
But that's what I can offer. But in faith, we're going to do this,
yes, Lord.
Believing.
Mm-hmm.
And we shall see something, I believe, happening as a result of this.
Yes.
And as a result of what else we do. So we're going to say thank you. And as I'm praying for this vision, think about things that God has put on your heart that are pure and beautiful and wonderful. Think about what God has done for you and what God has promised. Take hold of that and start thanking God for it, just as I'm thanking God
Amen.
Now. Thank you, Lord, for the vision that you have given me. May it come to pass. The gospel of Jesus Christ expressed through unity of response, where believers worldwide, putting aside differences of all types, coming together in love, uniting and responding to the needs of the community, engage, equip, and enable communities to live life to the full with Christ Jesus at the center. And that being the mantra of gospel for Radio Network. Each station being individual, each station yet with Christ Jesus at the center and expressing unity of
Amen.
Response.
Amen.
Gospel for Grampian Radio Network, 107, 108 FM and 1575 AM on shortwave worldwide. I claim this in the name of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
I'm believing in this. Each radio station would have a radius of 150 miles.
Amen.
No, I don't know how, but listeners, I'm saying this, I'm praying this because I believe, because I have seen as a vision something I have envisioned, because this is what God has put on my heart as a passion. But I'm encouraging you, listeners, to actually take what God has given you, to believe, because you have so much more going for you. Think of all the things that God has given to you and trust them to God and say, I don't know how you're going to do it. And if you don't have a vision, ask for one.
Amen.
God is faithful and he will give you a vision. Then take hold of that vision and in faith run with it.
Amen.
What? Yes, that would be really great. Now, while I'm getting a bit of communion ready,
yes.
Datimi, perhaps you'd like to pray into this and
yes.
perhaps read some scriptures out.
Yep. Father, we thank you. We thank you for Gospel for Grampian. We thank you for the vision of radio networks all over the country. Father, we pray a release of this grace. We pray release of the favor. We pray release of the provision. Father God, it is your plan, your vision, your work. Lord, therefore, we pray for people all over the country to sow into the vision. We pray for people all over the country to take up the responsibility to release the kingdom of God wherever they are in their local communities, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. As even as Rob has highlighted the various places where Gospel for Grampian, Gospel for, you know, the various regions will be released, Father, go through radio, 150-mile radius around their local communities. Lord, we pray for local engagement with the various churches in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for this in Jesus' mighty name. And for those, Lord, right now who are asking you the questions regarding the purpose of their lives, you know, why am I here? What am I supposed to be doing? I'm just finishing college. I'm just starting college. What should I plan? What should I do? I'm just finishing university. What's the plan of God going forward? Father, Lord, I pray in Jesus' name that you open their eyes, open their hearts, open their understanding, give them vision, give them purpose, give them a reason for living, give them a reason for waking up in the morning, for getting getting up on the day and going out. Father, Lord, I pray for those who have lost their way, those who have, you know, hit roadblocks, or those who have misplaced priorities. Father, Lord, I pray, Father, that you refocus them, that you bring them back into yourself. And Lord, we know that you are the ultimate vision. You are the reason for our existence. Lord, I pray for those who have, I just feel like the prodigals, you know, people who have been in Christ or been with God and have lost their way. I pray, Father, right now for a refocusing of their plans and vision, that Lord, you get them back into community, back into fellowship, back into the body of Christ, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you, Lord. Bless us in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen indeed. Thank you, Dotimi. Perhaps if you'd like to open your Bible to the Lord's Supper. Yep. This is for listeners who may have just joined us here on Gospel for Grampian. This reading is from the Lord's Supper. This is the final supper that Jesus had with his disciples, where he was exhorting them to, he was telling them about what he was going to be undergoing, and he was exhorting them to remember his sacrifice through bread and wine. Now, I have to admit that here in the studio, we've got crackers, which is the unleavened bread, and water. But Jesus turned water into wine.
Amen.
So even as we drink this water, we are believing that
it's the wine.
It is the wine.
Amen.
And whatever you have, even if you don't have anything, join with us.
Amen.
And do it. But perhaps, Dotimi, if you'd like to
I'll read that scripture. This is taken from the book of Luke, chapter 22. I'm reading from verse 14. And when the hour had come, he reclined at table, and the apostles with him. And he said to them, I have earnestly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. But I tell you, I will not eat it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. And he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he said, take this and divide it amongst yourselves. For I tell you the truth, that from now on I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God. And he took the bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave to him, and saying, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And likewise, he took the cup after he had eaten, saying, this cup is poured out for you. It is a new covenant in my blood. So I just want to remind us that as we take the bread and take the water, just remember that this covenant, you know, speaks the body being broken for you, speaks of your healing, speaks of your deliverance, speaks of your breaking away everything, every false thing the enemy has tried to put around you. The blood being shed for you for the remission of your sins is a reconciliation of you back to the Father. So if you've fallen away from Christ, this is your covenant of reconciliation back to God. So I just wanted to take this by faith. If you've got any needs that you need to be met, physical healing for your body right now, by faith, as you take off the broken body, the stripes that was laid on his back for your healing is sealed by the covenant of communion. Father, we thank you for it right now, for restoration, for those who are being restored back to Christ. Lord, we thank you for those who are sick in their body right now. Just believe, those who have blood conditions, those who have, you know, cancers, you know, growths in your body, as you take by faith of this communion, those growths are being dissolved, those growths are disappearing, the cancer has been gone, the blood conditions are being healed, any condition, any sickness and disease, any affliction in your mind, in your body, is broken right now by faith in Jesus' name. As you take off this communion right now, whatever need you may have, be it financial, be it marital, be it physical, be it emotional, be it healing in your spirit, in your mind, in your will, right now we pray, let there be healing in your mind, you know, because he came to set the captives free, you know, he came to set the oppressed to be loose. Right now, I break every oppression over your life, every demonic hold over your life, I break it in Jesus' name. Every sickness is broken by faith in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. And just as Dotimi said, I believe as we do this, there will be a breakthrough in people's lives and in the lives of the ones for whom we have prayed for, even privately.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
So indeed, what we've now done is we've taken and we have believed, and that in faith, and that God would do wonderful and miraculous things.
Amen.
As a result of what is. Now, I think, to be quite honest, listeners, we are just about almost at the end of our program, and we've got some hymns, or we've got a hymn to finish off. But there's only one thing I think we can really follow this with, and that's Stuart Townend.
Amen.
And that's "To God be the glory, great thing hath done. So loved he the world that he gave us his son." So we'll be back with the Power Hour again. You'll get to hear this program, minus the music, as a podcast, also again tomorrow evening.